Every year, the opening of the COP summit is met with the same defiant determination of global climate change activists, angry at governments for what they see as a disregard for global warming and support for unethical environmental policies. And this year, protesters held true to tradition. On Sunday morning, as international delegates were arriving in Bonn, some 60 kilometers away, hundreds of people gathered in the small West German town of Buer. Their plan? To force the closure of the Hambach lignite coal mine in the Rhineland coal fields. While lignite coal is cheap to extract, it also produces a higher amount of carbon dioxide than any other fossil fuel. Activists say the coal mine, along with three power stations in the area, run by the German utilities company RWE, makes the Rhineland coal fields Europe's biggest source of CO2.
This is something that Germany's doing.
Yasmin, who did not want to give her last name, biked all the way from the UK to take part in the coal mine closure. She accuses Germany of double standards.
So the objective is just to shut down this coal mine. It's the biggest lignite mine in Europe. And obviously there's COP23 happening in Bonn, really close by. And it's sort of this big contradiction of Germany trying to say that it's like very progressive in terms of its climate policies, but actually it has this massive coal mine that's really destructive to the environment.
We are no longer going to accept this.
Matthias Berger is a spokesperson for the German environmental protection group Ande Gelände, who led the protest action.
We are here today to make a strong sign that we are no longer going to accept this. CO2 emissions are not going down. All the inequalities that are produced through the way how climate change is processed are still reproduced, and we want to stop this now.
There is also a lot of unease about current climate change policies and how they drive further inequality between developed and developing nations. While rich countries have plundered and burned huge amounts of fossil fuels and gotten rich from them, poor countries seeking to grow their economies are now shunned from using the same fuels. Police watched on as activists dressed in protective white suits began their 5-kilometer procession towards the mine.
While these protesters are calling for an immediate transition away from coal energy, the reality is, at least here in Germany, this is one of the most dependent countries on the fossil fuel, and it is a lot of challenges ahead if it hopes to reach its very ambitious climate change goals.
Germany has promised to cut its greenhouse gas emissions 40% by 2020 compared with 1990 levels, but now, just 2 years away from that deadline, the country has only managed to reach 27%, partly because CO2-emitting coal still accounts for around 40% of Germany's energy mix. Moreover, due to the depletion of domestic resources and rising extraction costs, Germany also imports roughly 55.2 million tons of coal annually, adding to its carbon dioxide footprint. Globally, coal fuels roughly a third of the world's energy consumption. As protesters approached the Hambach mine, they branched out into 5 different groups in an effort to elude police who are ready and waiting for their advance. One group locked arms around one of the big diggers while police on horseback rode in to try and contain the crowd. Tensions ensued, followed by scuffles between police and demonstrators, accusing them of being too heavy-handed. While all this was taking place, coal extraction was stopped. After about an hour, the situation calmed and protesters began to retreat. With the Hambach mine behind us, Matthias told me that they were happy with what they accomplished.
We managed to get through, we managed to stop the coal diggers. We demonstrated that we do no longer have to wait till the politicians take decisions to stop climate change and all the destruction that is resulting from this, but we can do something right now and right here so that we can stop coal production.
All 175 signatories of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord attending the Bonn conference agree that we must phase out coal production. But the question is how to make the timely transition to clean, renewable energies. While solar, wind and hydro production is growing rapidly around the world, it still only accounts for a small percentage of total energy production. More dependence on natural gas, which produces less carbon dioxide than coal or oil, could help during the transition phase, but with only a handful of global suppliers, there is concern about secure access. All this is exactly what the more than 200,000 delegates meeting in Bonn will discuss over the coming days. Natalie Carney for DW in Buer, Germany.
From the world